Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Robbins, and welcome to Life, Death, and the Space Between podcast. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist and medium, and here we explore life, death, consciousness, and what it all means. Today on the show, I have another ghost story. If you're new to the show or if you have a ghost story to share, ghost stories are my listeners, all of your experiences with signs or anything else that is from the other side. So if you have submitted a ghost story and have not heard it yet, if you could please reach out and resend that to me. I am running low on ghost stories, so if I missed one, I apologize. And if you have a ghost story you want to share, please email me at dramyrobbins@gmail.com. And I will certainly read that in the next few months because I think I'm down to one ghost story. So please reach out and let me know what you have and your story. And I would love to share it on the show. Here is today's ghost story from one of our listeners. My father was born in 1926 and grew up in Chicago as a conservative Jew during the Great Depression. He was drafted at the age of 18 and fought briefly in Europe at the end of World War II. He was wounded in April 1945 and spent over a year in various hospitals before returning home to attend college on the GI Bill. An exceptionally intelligent man, he earned his PhD in clinical psychology and was a pioneer in the areas of statistics and computer programming. Reading was his favorite leisure activity, and books were among his most prized possessions. He considered himself to be a man of science and rejected all aspects of spirituality and religion, insisting adamantly that there was no life after death. I was extremely close to my father and looked to him for both emotional support and professional mentoring. My father was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer on Valentine's Day 2005 and died just 4 months later. It was a brief and brutally rapid illness in which he suffered significant cognitive symptoms due to the metastasis in his brain. The process was particularly difficult to watch as he had always prided himself on his intelligence, humor, and verbal skills. His death was devastating for me and my siblings. Since he died, I have been lucky enough to have had several experiences of feeling he is trying to communicate with me.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The first of these occurred in August 2005, only a few months after he passed. We were on vacation where I experienced a very vivid dream. In the dream was some type of circular, centralized computer room. Imagine the main deck of Starship Enterprise. I was surrounded by doors set into the walls, each of which had a specific date above it in red digits. I randomly selected one with the date in July 1976. Upon entering the door, I found myself at the top of a small hill in the backyard of my childhood home. A point of view that permitted me a perspective of the entire yard without being seen. Looking down the slope, I saw my father sitting on the patio in his favorite chaise lounge, enjoying a book and a cup of coffee on the table to his left. His back was to me and he did not notice my presence. The message that I took from the scene was that he was in his happy place, content and at peace. In this dream, my consciousness seemed twofold. It was my current day observing self, but understood intuitively that my 12-year-old self was elsewhere in this dream. My observing self immediately questioned the fact that I was 12, as it was 1976 and I was born in 1963. But I did not take time to consider this. I somehow sensed that I should not be seen by others while in this observing role. So I circled the house and found myself in a position where I could see the kitchen. My mother and sister were sitting at the kitchen table. I saw myself coming down the stairs in a red robe that I wore at that age. I've confirmed this via photos and in a conversation with my sister. And I suddenly knew that I had to go. I remember feeling pulled sharply out of the dream and waking abruptly, at which point I immediately began to cry and felt strongly that I wanted to go back. My husband's aunt was vacationing with us and was the first person with whom I shared my dream. She listened respectfully and then shared her impression that I had experienced a visit. In retelling the dream, I realized that I was in fact only 12 years old in July 1976. My birthday is in August, so I would not have been 13 until the following month. My second experience of connecting with my father occurred in spring 2006. My children were in elementary school, and I needed to be at school and in the afternoon at a specific time for pickup. I had been out to lunch with a friend, and during the meal, there was a massive thunderstorm. The downpour was so significant that it caused flash flooding. So much so that traffic was at a standstill when I left the restaurant. I attempted to drive home three different ways, but was unsuccessful each time due to flooded underpasses. My relief was palpable when I finally made it home. I was elated and felt like I had completed a marathon rather than a three-mile drive. Once in the house, I realized I actually had a few minutes before I had to walk to school, so I decided to play a song at the piano. I sat down and my German Shepherd Juno settled underneath the piano bench, which she always used to do because she enjoyed the vibrations of the music. I chose to play an old favorite song by Jackson Browne called Daddy's Tune. The final chorus of this song is a rousing bluesy jam, which I belted out with wholehearted abandon. Something I only do when alone, as my voice is not my strength as a musician. The final lyrics of the song read, "Daddy, I want to let you know somehow the things you said are so much clearer now. And I would turn the pages back, but time will not allow. The way these days just rip along, too fast to last, too vast, too strong. Nothing survives but the way we live our lives." As I neared the end of the song, I heard a repeated pinging noise, similar to what you might hear if someone was throwing a pebble at a window at random intervals. I ignored the noise, thinking I was imagining it. However, when Juno raised her head and looked at me questioningly, I acknowledged that something was happening and invited her to join me while I investigated. We followed the noise to the kitchen. Upon entering the room, I immediately saw that the digital clock on the stove was running on an endless series of zeros. The pinging sound appeared to be coming from the stove. I did not know what I was seeing at first, and then once it registered, I didn't know what to make of it. Juno and I looked at each other. The numbers continued running for 20 to 30 seconds more. Not knowing what else to do, I instinctively said, "Okay, Dad, I think that's you. I hear you." It stopped immediately. I went to Lilydale that summer, and while there, spoke with several people about my experience. The general consensus was the intense storm and its associated electrical energy, the music, and my heightened emotional state all combined in a synergistic way to make it possible for my dad to tap in and send along this very strong, very clear message. I frequently feel my father is with me and have had additional signs over the years. Allow me to preface this anecdote by sharing that I was told by a medium that my dad is often with me when I drive. This makes sense as he was quite the car aficionado and loved driving for the simple joy of it. Approximately 3 years ago, I was on my way to work on a cold winter morning. There was a layer of ice on the road and the driving was treacherous. Although I'm a very cautious driver and had left a great deal of space between myself and the car ahead of me, there was someone tailgating me. As I began to descend a steep hill, I felt my car lose traction and begin to slide. Despite the fact that winter weather-related car accidents has always been one of my deepest fears, I recall feeling no anxiety or panic at all. In fact, I felt a deep and profound sense of calm and peace. Time seemed to expand and my senses felt sharper and clearer than usual. My car slid to the right, allowing the car behind me to pass on the left without issue. My vehicle then reversed its skid just before hitting an embankment on the right and moved to the left, crossing both lanes of traffic. Since the car immediately behind me has passed, that lane was empty. However, there were several cars in the oncoming lane. All of them struggled to maintain control on the icy incline. My car slid between two of the vehicles in that lane, rotated a full 180 degrees, and came to rest gently in the breakdown lane, less than an inch from a stone retaining wall, pointing in the direction opposite to which I was originally driving. My car and I were completely untouched. I still don't understand how there was no injury, collision, or vehicle damage whatsoever. I felt very strong then, and I still do, that my father protected me in this situation. Last but not least, my most recent and funny communication from my dad. I love to bake. I used to frequently bake for my father, who had a sweet tooth and particularly enjoyed fruit pies. My dad used to tell a story about a family celebration during which my three-year-old son asked if he knew what I made for dessert, informing him that it was pie. He said this in a pronounced, drawn-out fashion, which my father found hilarious and enjoyed reenacting dramatically whenever he told the story. In January of this year, I was in the mood to bake a pie. I wanted to try something new. As the norm in 2021, I went online for ideas and was immediately immersed in hundreds of recipes. Overwhelmed by the choices, uncertain whether my husband would like any of them or not, or if I had the necessary ingredients, I finally gave up on the idea and decided not to bake at all. The next day, I turned to the pages of our New Yorker day-at-a-glance calendar, and the cartoon was all about pies. And I will also put this up in my Instagram stories today. So if you want to take a look at what the Google at a glance calendar said, you'll have the opportunity to see it. It seems so small and yet so meaningful. My father had a wicked sense of humor, and I truly believe this was his way of cracking a joke from the other side. It has taken a long time to give credence to these experiences and feelings. My personal and academic upbringing did not allow for an unbiased exploration of these questions when I was younger, and I find it refreshing and expansive to entertain this new way of thinking. As I come to trust and welcome the messages and signs from loved ones, I find they occur with increased frequency and clarity. Thank you for helping me to value these experiences and not discount them simply because they are not easily explained. You are very welcome. Thank you all for listening. Again, if you have a ghost story of your own, please, dramyrobbins@gmail.com, please share it with me. If I missed your ghost story, I apologize. Please reshare it with me. Also, if you could take a moment and rate and review the podcast, not sure what it does, people tell me it helps, I would be greatly, greatly appreciative of that. So have a great day, everybody.
Like what you heard today and want to hear more? Wondering what comes next and what it all means? Head over to Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, or anywhere you get your podcasts and hit subscribe. Also, if you could take a minute to rate and review my podcast, I would really appreciate it. Stay tuned as we continue to explore life, death, and the space between.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.